just really didn't want to mess around and make sure I got into the finals. And I was lucky I had a good heat there to push me.
A good heat? That was an incredible
heat. No, it was a great heat. Did Concord didn't make the final, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Cool. So that's why I wasn't going to mess around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you surprised that the heat was going to be that fast?
I knew I was going to try to go that fast. And when he touched the wall, you know, I was happy that the time reflected, and, you know, it was very competitive heat, and I felt that way throughout the whole race. And so to be able to win a tight heat like that and come close to my best time, that's pretty exciting.
So even before you started, you wanted to go 7:44.
I was going to go hard. I didn't have a time in place, but I was going to go hard, and happy that I did it.
You appreciated to have the people in your heat that were pushing the pace along.
Yep.
Yeah. Can you take anything as a competitor watching Katie do what she did yesterday?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I take away from Katie is just how fearless she goes into the race. Like, she doesn't really care about, you know, she's not here for sponsors or records or really any, you know, deep down she wants the record, but really she's just coming to swim as fast as she can. And, like, I think you could see that from her, you know, kind of her attitude.
Yeah.
She just wants to crush the field, right? And that's all she cares about.
Is that what it's like in practice if you are ever doing sets in the vicinity
with her?
I
don't really.
Don't.
I mean, I did like a few practices in training camp, and she's obviously really impressive to watch. But I'm sorry. I'm going to take one from her,
right,
and then I have to go.
Okay.
I'm going to throw up.
Did you notice that? Because Sun Yao is the ahead of previous comp. So do you also watch his competing, and how did you think about that after that?
Yeah, well, he you know, he did like a 600 easy and 100 hard, and he still put up a great time. So I mean, he's super good, and he's going to be really fast in the final.
So, I mean, do you think that he's beatable after also you have already competed with each other before?
You know, if we didn't think he was beatable, then no one would even show up to challenge him, right? So, you know, just looking forward to the final.
No.
All right, thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Connor.